everybody, and welcome to episode number 23 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host today. I am joined by Jessica Chobot.
Woo, I'm back.
Yeah, she's
been
here
like
today.
How long? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Like maybe a month.
Couple months?
Yeah.
A month or two?
Well, but you were on the PAX panel.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So a month.
Yeah. A month, yeah. And Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Blar.
And Dana Chungwar.
Right. Hello and blobbish.
Blobbish.
Exactly what it is.
A few quick things before we get started. Just want to remind everybody again about the Extra Life charity marathon that we are participating in. We're going to be playing video games for 24 hours straight to raise money for
kids. Who's breathing?
Kids.
Sorry. Who's breathing?
I think because you better breathing. Stop.
Yeah, no. Okay.
If somebody's not breathing, that's a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually have some questions about this because yes. I've been out of the office for so long and I heard about it and then wanted to join but didn't really think I could.
You can still join.
So can I still join to play?
Yes.
And do I have to play in the office or can I play at my house?
We're doing it in the office because we're recording it. It's like a
They're going to like you stream
and
it.
Do I have to play?
You don't,
can
you
I
don't
play
have
what
to.
I want to play?
Yeah.
I can play whatever
you
want. So I can just play at my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you guys are going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christine and I are playing WoW.
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's
October 16th.
Let me put it this way. If I don't have to leave anywhere, I will play. If I'm not here, I'll definitely donate.
It is from 8 a.m. on Saturday to 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
I got to get in here at 8.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Can I just stay an extra couple hours later?
I'm going to start at 10.
Can I come in late but stay late? Because I do much better at night.
It looks like most of us are going to be
Wait, last question. Yeah. So we're playing 24 hours. Does that mean we get breaks for bathroom and to order pizza?
Well, yes.
No, you have to pee in your pants.
We're actually going to hook up catheters to everybody.
I mean, okay, so the going to the bathroom thing, okay, obviously.
I think it's a 10-minute
But I mean, like,
break
for food
hour?
And stuff, can we go
Oh, is it an official thing?
I'm sure we're going to have
I'm not entirely sure, but I imagine it's something like that.
I don't know what the official thing is, but I will be taking breaks.
Okay, well, consider me part of it if I don't have to, if I'm not out of the city.
Yeah.
If I'm out of the city, then I'll donate for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And for all of you listening, the place where you can go to get all of the details is tinyurl.com/extraign. And
okay,
donate
last question.
If you can.
Sorry. Do I have to sign up anywhere?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I'll give you the link.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
completely out of the loop on this.
Okay. So let's get started like we always do with what we're playing. Jess, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm playing Fallout 3, sort of again. Mm-hmm. It's kind of again for the first time because I've noticed that for things like Mass Effect and Fallout and anything that's kind of like a huge world slash open sandbox kind of mentality, that I have a tendency to get really into exploring and I hate reading instruction booklets too. So I inevitably make a lot of really bad choices, you know, and then I get frustrated and give up. I did it with Mass Effect, and then I gave up for a while and then came back to it and whipped through the game. And I did the same thing with Fallout. I quit. I was frustrated because I, like, had made this terrible character and was making all these bad choices and couldn't figure out why I wasn't getting through the game. And then quit for, probably a year. I mean, it's been out for a year, right? Like, at least
it's been out for
a while, like 2 years.
Years.
So I probably gave up on it for like a year, year and a half, and then just picked it up recently, a week or so ago, and have been zipping through it like you wouldn't believe. It's just, I don't know. I just maybe need that. It gets overwhelming for me at the beginning, and then once I kind of scratch that itch, I get back on track. And so now I'm almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Yeah. I think I'm almost done with the main quest.
Right.
And I want to hurry it up and get it done before New Vegas comes out.
Right.
And then Civ 5 came out, and so I've been playing that a lot at my desk, and I'm really thoroughly enjoying that, and just ended up entering the technology age, the age of, I got steam power now. So
Steam has got the power that will move you along.
It does. My goal is to get the bomb first and then just nuke the shit out of it.
Yes, nice.
Yes.
How is that running on your work computer?
Works really well.
Okay.
Really? It takes a while to load sometimes, especially if I have stuff running in the background.
Yeah.
But once it's going, it's going and it's going great.
Yeah, I was debating whether or not to install it on my work computer.
But I don't have anything. Well, that's not true. I had a lot of MMO stuff installed, but uh-huh. I wasn't playing them or anything. So right. So it ran fine with that. I noticed it has a really hard time running on my particular computer when I have AIM going because mm-hmm. any of those pop-ups automatically and I can't figure out. I went to the settings and I tried to look for a way to do like a Windows view or like block the pop-ups, and there's not.
If you
really.
Can, yeah. You can go to a Windows view. Yeah, if you go into video options, I can show you when we.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I like looked around in settings really quickly, didn't see it. Was like, oh, I don't care. I'll just shut down my AIM because I don't want anybody to talk to me anyway. but and so I had some
ever
problems, ever
not
and
while so I'm conquering the world.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Please hold.
So I had some problems running then. Every once in a while, it'd kind of stutter, but overall, it's been running fine.
Cool. Good to know. How about you, Christine?
I've been playing stupid games. That's not true. I've been playing one stupid game, and that is Truth or Lies. I reviewed the PS3 version already, but then I finally got the Wii and Xbox version, and so then I had to play those. But I will say it gave me a lot of achievements.
Nice.
So I guess there's that. But otherwise, that game is totally dumb, and I don't know why you get it.
That's the game where you...
That's the game where you talk into a microphone and it theoretically is like a lie detector.
Oh, you were telling
me
that.
Right, but you're saying it doesn't
totally
detect anything.
But it's totally wonky, and you can tell the truth until you're blue in the face and it will tell you that you're lying. So it's just frustrating. And you're like, damn it, I'm not lying. Why?
But well, and what was it that you said to it that it thought it said you were
telling
the truth?
Okay, so one of the questions was like, what's an activity you like to do with your partner? And so I was like, well, we really like to waterboard each other every night. And then it was like, that is the most truthful answer ever. And like, I got all the points for it. And I was like, what? Yeah.
Perhaps this is some subconscious wish on your part?
That was a little one.
I know, it was weak.
No, it was just...
You're failing today.
Maybe it was a warm up. We'll
see. Board on the 360 and the Wii version, it doesn't work either. Yeah. But it's funny because
no, Dana, in the skirt, I think you should put your feet back up on the table because I didn't get a look at everything you were wearing right then.
Oh Lord!
I just looked over and I was like, whoa!
My Sharon Stone moment. I did have underwear
so
on
right now.
That's pretty great.
Sorry.
All right, enough about Truth or Lies. Nobody cares.
yes.
I'm also playing Sam & Max, The Devil's Playhouse. Trying to finish that up so I can review the series.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't think I've been playing things to review, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
How about you, Megan?
Well, I almost threw my laptop out the window last night playing Zeus, Master of Olympus, because
why
I got...
Why are you still playing that game?
I don't know, because I enjoy torturing myself. The tutorial for it is terrible. It does not help me. Every time I got an hour into the game and had to start over because I ran out of money and people were rioting against me. And it was like...
Riding like on a horse?
Like
rioting.
Oh, rioting. Like L.A. riots? like that kind
riding
of riot?
Riding against me. I'm like, what?
Although that happened too.
Like
I was
Oakland?
Invaded. Yeah. I was like invaded like 2 times. Like, and I didn't even have a village to raid. And I don't know what the hell was up
God,
with that.
I love it when I get raided.
God. I'm just going to let that hang there for a second. Yeah. And then this should amuse some of our older listeners. I got to play a little bit of the Atari Jaguar up in our lunchroom the other day, and I got to play a game called Kasumi Ninja, which is a horrible, awful, terrible Mortal Kombat ripoff where the controls don't work, button mashing does not help you, and one of the characters can throw fireballs at you by lifting his kilt.
It wouldn't have been a ripoff,
awesome.
Right? Because Jaguar was
first. No, it was a ripoff.
Yeah, we're trying to just, I don't remember when Mortal Kombat made its debut, but...
Well, let's just say that it used all of the, it used all the same moves, but the animation was terrible and nothing works.
What are you talking about? Throwing a fireball out of your kilt?
I think that sounds like the best game ever.
It sounds that way, doesn't it?
Does he bend
it?
Over?
You'd be horribly surprised.
Or is it just from
oh,
the front?
No, no. He leans forward and does
Does
it
he
so
do a hip thrust?
Wow. Yeah. There's some innuendo in there.
There's so much innuendo.
That sounds like a...
Some overcompensation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like the most awesome game ever. But,
yeah.
Well, kids, if you get chlamydia,
yeah.
That's what happens to you.
The upside is you can attack people with fireballs.
From your crotch.
Yeah.
The bad news is you have to flash them.
So, yeah, that was the
and
only...
Wear and wear a kilt.
And wear a kilt at all times.
That's the only other game I've played. So, there
okay.
it is.
How about you, Dana?
I haven't played a ton. I played a little bit more Civ 5, but I just haven't had
much
time.
What do you think of it?
I like it. Yeah. I mean, it's I love that because I'm bad at games like that, and I'm bad at keeping track of all the details, and I'm really amazed at how good a job they did at allowing you to automate so much of that stuff, which is nice for
Now, are you going for conquering in regards to conquering through enlightenment, or are you going to go in war?
Cultural.
Yeah, you're going through cultural?
Yeah.
I kind of sort of am doing that.
It's funny because I often will intend to do that, and then I'll just end up getting in fights with people, and which is dumb.
See, I prefer to fight, but for whatever reason, I find it easier to win if you just go for like a cultural angle.
I also like to be nice. I don't know. Yeah.
Just as like
win people over to their side.
Tuned out.
It would be interesting to study people's play styles, like versus their real, you know, their personalities and like how they deal with people
apparently
in real life.
Most people are nice in games.
Yeah.
I was something Peter Molyneux said, I think, like the stats on Fable 2 and most people played, I mean, it was like 80% or something. I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah.
Of people played nice and didn't play mean.
Yeah.
And he goes like, everybody's a wimp. I can't believe all these wimpy gamers. And I'm like, well, you can tell it to the three husbands I sacrificed.
Yeah, exactly.
My character has so many flies flying around her head. Yeah. She's so evil.
It's funny because I actually played good, but I just get to that point where if something's really annoying me, I'm just going to start murdering everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't care.
So I also got the chance to spend a little bit of time with the keyboard for Rock Band 3. So I had done the...
You did the guitar.
I did the guitar, which because I don't know how to play guitar. And so... But I know how to play piano because I took lessons for 13 years. So I was really curious how that measured up. And it was kind of weird. Just because it's, you know, I'm used to reading music and that's not how you're reading
it. Right.
Yeah, it's the notes. And so I think it would be, I think if I spent a little more time with it that I could like get used to reading the notes that way and then it would be pretty simple. But yeah. It was just bizarre.
Do you think
bizarre.
That's a harder way to learn then? Because it's all like you can't sit there and process
think you're
it at your
actually
own pace.
Gonna, I don't think, I mean, you'll get more comfortable with the piano and maybe you'll, like if you're trying to learn how to play by ear, I think it could be helpful. But like if you do that stuff and then you sit down in front of a piece of music, like you're not going to have any idea where to start.
Well, the same thing would happen with the guitar.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, yes, Rock Band does not
so
teach
more,
you how to read music.
It's
it teaches you how to play.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I guess I just was never, I'm not very good at playing by ear, so.
That's all I can play.
Yeah.
I was terrible at reading music. I played flute for a long time. And
oh, that was the
I
only
never
thing
read,
I could do.
I mean, I pretended to like read the sheet, but I was always just playing by ear.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, I would always just sight read something, and whatever level I played it at, that was usually about as good as I got. So I was a good sight reader, but
I knew
I never
I knew
got
what the
any
notes
better.
Were, but I was told, like, timing, I was terrible. If,
yeah.
Like, reading time, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to, like, sort of. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for guitar, it didn't, like, I didn't notice it nearly as much because A, the way guitar is notated is way different anyway. And so it's not like I'm used to reading. And yeah. And it's also, it was just so hard to figure out both things that I ended up memorizing a lot of it anyway. And I think I would have no matter how it had been notated up above. So yeah, it was just, it was interesting. It was interesting. I still think that the guitar would be. Like, it would be a cool way to kind of get comfortable with playing the guitar. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I finished Mass Effect 2 over the weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I liked it quite a bit. And I had a huge debate on my Facebook page because I said, even though I liked it a lot, as of right now, Heavy Rain is still my game of the year. And everybody's like, what? And so whatever.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah. I know you don't like Heavy Rain. I know
I
that it has
Heavy Rain fine, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the controls completely ruined it for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll admit that it has its flaws and that it's, you know, not for everybody.
Have you gotten any hands-on with playing it as far as the PlayStation Move?
No, I haven't yet.
I did that at E3. I liked it a lot more.
You liked it better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So
there's
Aaron.
Yeah.
All
right.
so
that
I
felt good.
Yeah, I finished Mass Effect 2. I lost some of my teammates, but that's okay because I kind of like the challenge of dealing with.
How many did you lose?
And two.
Five.
You lost five.
Two on the ship, and three.
You didn't upgrade
at the
your
end.
Ship, lady.
I didn't upgrade my ship. I upgraded everything else, weapons and armor and all
you
that kind of stuff.
Upgrade ship.
Gonna yeah,
fall
I know.
Apart.
Yeah,
five
but
people.
That's
and then I lost three in the.
Who did you lose?
I
or who's
lost,
left? I guess.
I lost Miranda, which I didn't care about
good,
because
she's
I hated
she's
her.
Really
yeah,
I loved her.
I
good.
Hated her.
God, I hated her too. Good.
I banged her.
I lost.
she wasn't worth it.
I lost nice Jacob, ass. Who was kind of...
I don't like him either.
Whatever. And
so far, good choices.
I lost Jack, who I didn't really care for either. Jack. I lost Legion. I'm a little upset about that one.
Legion
but
cool.
Yeah.
Legion is cool.
And then I lost Samara. She's the one that I'm most upset
about. Oh, I love Samara. Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I don't know, they just all died.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly like in Mass Effect 1 where you knew if you were sending somebody they were gonna die. It was more like, you know, if you sent the right person they would make it through, if you sent the wrong person then they would die.
I replayed that mission over and over again so everybody lived.
Yeah, see, I like the challenge of kind of living with what happened.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to go back and play it again.
There are no redos in life, Christine.
But there are in video games.
Yes, there are.
And I also want to mention, since it has come up many times, I romanced Garrus. Looks aren't everything. And it turned out to be super sweet. It was so adorable.
I kind of was shooting for Garrus, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't
my first choice. Way sweeter than Garrus is.
Tali? Tali's is really cute.
Yeah,
the only thing I care about Tali is I just want to see her face. Like, that would be the only reason I would try to romance her.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, you can sort of see her eyes, but that's
it. Well, like, she takes off her mask, but then the camera goes behind her head.
Oh,
so you can't see her actual face. But
what if she turns around and it's like...
It's like large margin Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Totally. Nice.
And her face looked like this.
I'm hoping that they save it for Mass Effect 3, though. Maybe Mass Effect 3.
Oh, they're definitely.
They have to show us a Quarian. They have to.
I'm sure that they're gonna show her face in the next one.
Yeah. Well, knock on wood. Spoiler alert, but like at least the plot line that I was following seemed to be getting closer towards the Quarians and the Geth understanding each other. So
Tali died in mine. She was the one that
really?
I only lost one, and she was it because I didn't upgrade all my ship shields. Yeah.
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 Ship shields.
Yeah, I kept Tali. So yeah, it was cool. And then I also started playing Civ 5. I've only played one game, and it was like a tutorial
Who
type
are
thing.
You?
I played as India. Cool. I finished the tutorial type game, and 2 hours went by like it was 20 minutes.
Oh my god, it's so fast. Yeah.
What countries can you be at the start of the game?
A
like
lot.
What cultures?
You can be a ton. Japan, China, I'm playing as Russia,
US. Do they lock anything?
I don't think they lock anything. No.
I'm being Thailand.
Yeah.
Although, if I ever get to play, I'm totally being the Persians.
Yeah.
you're going for the whole ancient.
My husband.
Are the Dutch in it? I don't even remember.
Has been playing. He's played through a few times, but he just started a game where he's playing as the Americans, and one of the computer generated opponents for him was the Iroquois, which he thought was really kind of funny.
Mark Ryan's doing that, I think, right now.
Funny and ironic that he was blasting the Iroquois just like the real Americans did.
It's real history.
Yeah. So.
I'm sure that was planned.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to playing more of that. So that's what we're playing. And rather than doing like a specific topic this week, there's been lots of news in the last few days. So we thought that we should go over that a little bit. First of which, of course, being that pricing and release date for the 3DS has been announced for Japan. Yes, I was getting ready. I was getting to that.
I know. I just wanted to say.
And so in Japan, it's February 26th, 2011, and it will retail for 25,000 yen, which is approximately $300. Will be available in Aqua Blue and Cosmo Black.
Bleh.
In Europe, said they confirmed that it's coming out
March.
In March.
Yeah, they haven't said anything.
No specific date.
They haven't said anything for North America yet. Some of the games that have been confirmed are.
There's a whole list, right?
Yeah, there's a huge list. These are just a few of them: Mega Man Legends 3, Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, Kid Icarus, Resident Evil, Metal Gear, Super Monkey Ball, Professor Layton, Animal Crossing, Ninja Gaiden, Kingdom Hearts, Star Fox 64, Mario Kart, and Nintendogs plus Cats. So.
No Pokemon.
No, there wasn't any Pokemon. That's interesting. Hmm. Yeah. You know what else is interesting is the 3DS is actually going to be more powerful than the Wii.
I think that's hilarious.
It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
it explains the price.
With
really
the exception of potentially Mario Kart and definitely Ocarina of Time, I'm feeling like there's really no reason for me to get this yet.
Yeah.
Especially not for $300.
Not for $300.
Yeah.
Not for $300.
You know,
I'll wait.
So when the three, I mean, because when I saw it at E3, I was like, Oh, stunned. Dude, I'm totally getting this.
Yes.
Release day. And I don't, my policy with hardware is usually not to, just because the game library isn't very good and there's always something wrong with
it. Plus, Nintendo will release a new version that's better.
Yeah.
Than the launch version. Yeah.
Nintendo, the new Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I did buy a PSP at launch, and that was $250, and that was 5 years ago. Like, yeah. I don't feel like it's...
Yeah, my ass got burned on that, too. But I also think that, too, because I did the exact same thing, and well, with the exception of launching a career, it did nothing.
Yeah, whatever, that little whatever.
It was a horrible investment.
That was the best investment you ever made.
I know, wasn't it?
But
the PSP was crappy, but boy, it did wonders for my career.
Oh, my God, that thing locked
me
down.
Can't say that for everybody, though. Just you. I think that was just you. Nobody else can say that.
But, like,
that.
Seriously, though, like, I bought it launch, right. And I was like, this is really cool. And it was a cool machine. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, no games and nothing
Well,
like
the
that.
Games didn't do anything to take advantage of this. It was just, like, small versions. And it was the small versions of games you're already playing on consoles.
It was just too easy for publishers to support
everything.
Although,
I mean, this kind of is, too, Ocarina and all the, you know.
Yeah, I know. I can't see myself playing through Ocarina again.
I would only because I particularly love that game. But
I love that game, too,
but
I still...
Yeah, I don't. Playing it again is not worth $300 necessarily for me.
No,
and I already have it downloaded on my Wii too. Yeah. So I mean, how many times am I going to pay for this game?
Right. A lot, as many as Nintendo can get out of you.
Mm-hmm. I think they got me for
and
one.
And that's another interesting point is that they haven't said anything about how much the games are going to cost.
Yeah,
and I will be curious to see. I'm thinking they'll probably go $40, but
what are DS games out? $30.
Yeah. Some of
the
them
cool
go
thing
for
is
40,
that
don't they?
They're having the virtual store.
I guess Nintendo
I was
ones.
Gonna mention,
yeah, Nintendo ones go for 40, I'm pretty sure.
I was just going to Christine said, she brought up a good point that I was going to follow up with is that they do have the virtual store. I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can't the tag you, mode now is
yeah,
cool.
And you got Game Boy Advanced games and Game Boy games that you can get and
apparently not advanced yet. They haven't.
Are you sure?
That.
I thought we just announced
I said that,
that
in the round table upstairs and they're like, "Nope, not advanced." It's like, "Oh, whoops."
Well, that
sucks. Well, I thought that I heard that it was.
That sucks because we said that in Daily Fix today and I don't feel like reshooting.
Oh, well.
So,
whoops.
Let's
or
just say they are.
Maybe the boys were wrong. I don't know.
Maybe they'll dub you over.
You know, there's
the boys
a,
could
you
be
know,
wrong.
Oddly enough, I think maybe the boys could be wrong.
Yeah.
It happens on occasion.
It does happen on occasion.
Yeah. But some of the other stuff that's, you know, kind of cool.
The me stuff is kind of, it's.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
gimmicky, completely gimmicky. But I do think it's it's something I would want to do at least once.
We don't know for sure
but
whether
you can
that's
take like a
just
photo,
gonna be
I can
a
take
Japanese
a photo of you, Jess,
mm-hmm.
and then it would theoretically it would like make a me based on what you look like
on what I look
on
like
your photo.
The other thing that's super promising and really cool for me is the fact that it can take 3D pictures,
ooh,
which is very
another
cool.
Thing. All of them come with a 2 gig. SD,
2 gig
card,
SD card,
and you can save the games on there.
Yeah,
that's good.
And carry them around.
I mean, I guess
it's nice.
Now that we're talking about it, does sound kind of cool. But
it is. Yeah. It's just $300 is a lot, especially in this economy.
We also
like,
don't know. We don't know what the U.S. pricing is going to be, and sometimes the U.S. market is priced more.
They
inexpensively.
Have been priced lower. All the other.
I was
I'm
trying to
let
remember the original.
Buy one, and then I'm just going to borrow his, and then if I like it, I'll buy one.
The original DS. I was trying to remember what the pricing, like what the comparison was, if they were
you
equivalent.
You could do it with like the DSi XL, though. Like that was that's
yeah.
The
exchange rate though right now is really really bad. So
the economy's in the crapper.
Yeah. So I don't think that you can. I mean, when we were in Japan, there was news that the president of Japan was actively trying to weaken the yen to make the exchange rate better.
Wow.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So.
Because they're probably losing money on tourism.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more because you're more likely to go.
Well,
I totally want
to
go.
I mean, I used to go to Japan all the time and spend tons of money because you couldn't get that stuff over here. But now it seems like you can find more and more of those types of things here, especially after the whole anime manga kind of influx and popularity. And so now there's all these imports that you wouldn't normally be able to get. So now when I go to Japan, I actually don't buy anything. One, because of the exchange rate. Mm-hmm. And two, because I can find that stuff back at home for even cheaper than I can buy there despite the exchange rate. So
it's such a lovely country, though.
God, it's so beautiful there.
And so I have no idea if this is true. I saw it in a tweet this morning, so we all know. This is a total random thing, but it was just... In relation to Japan, do you know what they call Jersey Shore over there?
Oh, God, this is going to be great, isn't it?
Macaroni Rascals. I don't know if it's true, but I hope it is.
That is true. That is the best
macaroni because they're all Italian.
That is amazing.
Macaroni rascals. Anyway, all right. Oh God, Japan. I love you, Japan.
Japan, yeah. I love you too.
Yeah. So some other cool things that 3DS is doing. It's got this thing called Spot Pass, which means when it's in sleep mode, it will automatically seek out Nintendo Zone and wireless LAN access points, yes. Grab information, data, free games, videos, and other stuff from the internet.
That's a little scary.
And yeah. Then there's this one is scarier.
The
Street Pass says when your 3DS is in sleep mode, it will automatically exchange data with other 3DS systems.
I know. I'm hoping yeah. that you can, because like, I so hope if you could turn that off. On mine and yeah. you had me on yours.
You have to be.
Each other, like your me would show up on my DS and mine yeah. would show up.
You have to, because I mean Nintendo's been so good about like just trying right. to keep you random creepy people from
right.
kids. But can you imagine like going on a train in Japan and you like everybody there's kind of half yeah. of these. You're like, Jesus, I just got 50 new people on right. my DS.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see a lot of DS's on the train.
I saw I used to see a ton of DS's.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
go this past year, so I don't yeah. know, but
I did not see one PSP. I saw like three PSPs. DSs. Everybody was on their cell phone.
When I went in.
Laden with 20 million charms.
Yes. Oh, I love cell phone charms.
Those are awesome.
I think that is actually why the iPhone never took off as well in Japan. Yeah. There's nowhere to put.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Like legitimately, one yeah. of the reasons was the girls didn't want to get it. Because, I mean, there's a variety of issues, but one of the ones was there was no place to hang your cell phone charms.
Yeah.
I love cell phone charms.
They are pretty cute.
Yeah. So, yeah.
3DS.
It's cool.
It's got
it's
lots
coming.
Of stuff on it.
Another news story I found ridiculous. And this falls under the category of let's blame video games for everything. British tabloid The Daily Mail, which is a tabloid, and from what I understand is a really sleazy,
it's a story like
sensationalist
Bat Boy found
one.
In a cave.
Yeah.
Has an interview with somebody where they are blaming a dog attack on Nintendogs.
That's awesome.
So this little girl was mauled by a bull mastiff while she was playing Nintendogs, and the girl's grandmother says that she thinks it's because he heard the barking in the game. But later on, it says to say in the police report, somebody testified that she kicked the dog in the face. So,
nice.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That was her mom, right? That's
yeah.
She kicked the dog.
Yeah. 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 So
the grandma's
which one of these?
Being like, it's Nintendogs.
It's those video games.
Yeah. I mean, the barking in Nintendogs doesn't even sound that real.
No.
It doesn't. Well, like, my dogs will pay attention to barking on TV mm-hmm. in some cases. If it sounds real, Nintendogs did not do anything to them.
And if Nintendogs set off your dog is going to go
yeah,
nuts at a lot of
things. Yeah, that's another
point.
I mean, any well-cared for, well-trained dog is not just going to attack somebody.
It's gonna be like, hey, I'd really like to eat your face now that I hear barking.
Yeah, no.
That's not a normal reaction.
Maybe the
yeah.
dogs in Nintendogs are actually saying
oh
bad
my God,
things.
Maybe,
so maybe it's like, bite
dog.
The little girl. That's what that barking
subliminal
means.
Subliminal message.
Bite oh the little man. Girl. Bite her. Bite her.
Bite her lips off.
Yeah.
No, that's
but
actually what
yeah,
happened.
No, I know. I've read it.
Did her lips get ripped? What?
One. Yeah. But they were able to sew it back on.
Reattach, yeah, her lip. Her bottom.
Oh, that's okay. I take back my whole. That's
yeah.
funny.
No,
comment.
Yeah, no, it's not yeah.
funny. Well,
it's
you know, funny. But honestly, she shouldn't have kicked the dog.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah
that
and
would
the family should actually not
watch
have a dog.
Kid.
Yeah,
that will.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on a whole rant about people keeping large breed dogs that are specifically bred for reasons of like mm-hmm. fighting and being mm-hmm. powerful and being guard dogs and not
training
taking
them.
Care of them properly or training them properly. That happens way too much. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I really think it boils down to not training your dog.
Yeah, right. It does. I mean, a well-trained dog is not going to just attack somebody.
Right.
Plain
even
and simple.
If you kick them in the face.
Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Should.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
yeah.
no.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's that story. And then we had another little amusing video game tussle that happened this week between Activision CEO Bobby Kotick and EA, where Bobby gave an interview in Edge magazine where he basically said that EA sucks because they don't give their developers autonomy. Which EA responded to by saying Kotick's relationship with studio talent is well documented in litigation. His company is based on three game franchises. One is a fantastic persistent world he had nothing to do with. One is in steep decline. And the third is in the process of being destroyed by Kotick's own hubris.
Yeah.
Ouch. I thought that was a great comeback.
It was a very good comeback. I will say neither of them is really in a position to throw stones about innovation or anything like that. Yeah. Just go away and be quiet.
Yeah. Or I'm just surprised developer autonomy.
At the, like, our PR people setting up these interviews? Like, why would you even do that?
Well, that man cannot. I mean, come on. He's, like, made a career of, like, just saying whatever the heck he thinks.
I would never work for one of my friends
who is in PR was like, I would never, ever want to do corporate communications for Activision.
I don't know if it's just him being stupid, but that might actually be part of their strategy. Some companies do that.
So, like, to try and make themselves look better by saying we have an edge kind of thing?
Yeah, but that's not what's happening, just taking pot shots at the competition. Yeah.
What's happening
is everybody's thinking that he's an asshole and they're... You know, view of Activision is going down the drain.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the opposite.
I don't know if it could go down the drain much anymore. They're putting out a second Tony Hawk game with that stupid skateboard.
I think they said even, what was it, a month or two ago that, oh no, we're going to start working on our image. And then they let him go ahead and say all this crap.
I mean, he has a long documented history of shooting his mouth out. This was in a magazine.
So, he could have done the interview a while ago.
Sorry, guys. Just a heads up. This is going to hit Stan soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was kind of mean in it.
Yeah. I doubt he should
send him a box of tampons.
I actually find him pretty he's all about the bottom line, and that's what's driving his decision, and I don't think that results in good games. That said, I appreciate that he...
Keeps us all amused. And you know who he is.
At the end of the day, Riccatello, that guy's a robot.
I enjoy feisty gentlemen in our industry. Mm-hmm. I might not necessarily always agree, but they certainly give us something to talk about.
Yeah. And it's really boring when people always toe the party line and blah, blah, blah. This is the marketing message that I've been given. I'm going to stay on message.
Yes.
Jaffe. Jaffe has a warm little place in my heart, man. I love watching that guy go at it. And, there's a lot that he says that I don't enjoy, but there's a lot that he says that I do. And so it's just fun to watch these guys kind of, because they're at the end of the day, I mean, bottom line or not, or whatever their like technical reasons are, they're obviously passionate about what they're talking about and or just have anger issues. And it's still for me a ton of fun to watch it.
Yeah. Plus it's funny. I mean, the gamers as a whole tend to overreact to anything. So whenever someone says something like this, it's always funny to watch then people just explode on the internet.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god, I can't believe he
I can't believe he would say that. But not only that, did you guys read what he said about Tim Schafer?
No.
So that was part of like a separate story, really. But Tim Schafer before called Bobby Kotick a dick because.
Well, there was something over Brutal Legend,
right?
They didn't pick up Brutal Legend. They literally called him a dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, but, wow.
Or no, a prick or something.
Yeah.
Same thing.
One of those. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. But then later on, he was like, I rescind my comment, whatever. Yeah. Like, that's not exactly what I meant. I was sort of misquoted. But. Apparently, Kotick didn't get that message. That's the second part. He only saw the first part. And went off on, like, I've never even met him. It's weird that he would call me a prick. And basically said that, like, well, we dropped the game because he missed all his deadlines. It was costing, like, he was over budget. And, like, it wasn't a very good game. And I was like, ouch.
Ooh, dang.
And he's like, and as it turns out, he was still this, and it wasn't a very good game. And you're like, wow.
Well, that's at the end of the day, it is a business. So if you can,
well, I totally agree with like what he's saying. If that was actually the case, then that's a good reason to drop a game. But I just thought it was that's
pretty
you
amazing.
Shouldn't be saying
on the public record,
right? Like that's something you should just
email him directly. And be like, hey, dude,
suck it up.
It's so, yeah, he's basically violating his own NDA.
Yeah.
For the most part,
it's so dangerous too. Like you never know, like to burn bridges. You never know later on. You know, who is going to end up doing something fantastic that you crapped all over earlier, whether deservedly so or not. And then when they're finally on their high horse, man, you can bet your life stars that they're going to be picking you out as a target. And people will listen because they're the ones that are in that position of power now. So you really got to be careful, like, what bridges you burn. And if you burn them, you're burning them for the right reason, not because of ego.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, you can't be friends with everybody at the end of the day, but still, there's ways of
It's just a tiny little industry.
It's very tiny.
Yeah. Although that said, like, even if Bobby Kotick were to leave, I don't think
he wouldn't go anywhere else in the game industry.
No. I mean, and he's got enough money. He probably doesn't even have to work now. So.
Oh, that would be nice.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Well, you never
yeah, that's
know
why
how
I hate him.
Spend it either. You're all rich.
Yeah, I know. But
sure. You get money. You manage to spend it all. At least I do.
I think somebody who's smart enough to take Activision from
very business oriented.
Yeah, from third place to second place. Yeah, he's
probably hoarding it all under his mattress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something. My bed is so comfortable.
Because it's stuffed with millions of dollars.
Oh, Megan, you're being very quiet. Do you have anything to say on this topic?
Well, let me think. The publishers of Littlest Pet Shop versus the publishers
Don't
of...
Don't talk shit about Littlest Pet Shop.
Too late.
Whoa!
That just happened.
Granted, I never played those games, but those toys, I used to play with the toys when I was a kid.
Oh, so God.
I know.
Okay, they are actually really cute.
They are.
They're so cute.
We're just talking about the fact that she was a little kid when those toys
were
around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was I? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the publishers of Littlest Pet Shop versus the publishers of Cabela's North American Adventures. Ask me if I give a rat's ass about either company.
Yes, but those are also the publishers of
World of Warcraft,
Dragon Age, and Mass Effect. And the
Guitar
publishers
Hero
of
and
World of Warcraft.
Right now, my entire world is
Go RPGs.
Is Littlest Pet Shop and North American Adventures. That is the I have to deal with these publishers every day, begging them for games that they don't even care about. So at this point, I'm so jaded towards them both that I'm like, I don't care. They can destroy each other. By the way, we'll find another lovely home. They make lovely games. Someone else can publish your stuff. I don't care.
I love BioWare.
BioWare.
I love Blizzard.
One more funny thing that I stumbled across today.
Too.
I don't know if the rest of you guys got to watch it. I know Dana did. But Kotaku has posted a YouTube clip from Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
That was amazing!
I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, it's so good!
Yeah, so the plot was basically about these two people who were so addicted to a video game that they neglected their child or whatever. And that's not anything...
Didn't this actually
happen,
though, in
real life?
Yeah, it
did. That's not anything to laugh about. But the way that they portray the game, first of all, and two, the gamers while they're playing is priceless.
Yeah,
it's priceless.
It's
I like the Xbox. What do they call it? The quote's actually in Kotaku. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know the exact quote, but essentially it was like,
oh, yeah.
The
His
Xbox
Avatar was so
Avatar
cute.
LAN party. Run what? From Korea or
yeah.
some random
yeah.
like what? That can't even what? That
yeah,
even,
the woman's talking about right how this? They met, and she's like, "Oh, he had the cutest avatar."
Oh, God.
Yeah,
and
oh,
now I have to watch
and these people look like you know the, just the stereotypical slobby, pasty,
fat people.
So it's like an
yeah,
episode of South Park.
Yeah,
that one where they all get really fat and play World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah,
one. Yeah. Except for there's a you know they're being serious about.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not a satire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the game itself looks horrible, too. It's like some type of, they've got a sword and they're jumping, like trying to get some coins. But at the same time, there's a normal looking child like hanging from a cliff. And
yeah.
the woman's
what?
Like, hang on, I'll get you, you know, like.
And then so he's like, I'm almost level 20. I'm like,
yeah. The police bust in and unplug the thing. And he's like, we're level 20. You know?
Really? That's it? And you've been neglecting your child this whole time and it's almost dead and you only got to level 20.
I know. Yeah. That should really only take you a few hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you guys suck and deserve it.
Oh man, yeah. Let's go watch this clip.
Yeah.
But so it's not like it would be really awesome if they were like had a PlayStation Move controller with the Xbox 360. That'd be amazing.
I've seen stuff like that before where TV shows have done like, you know, it's very clearly they're showing a PlayStation game and they're holding a GameCube controller or, you know, something like that.
Do you guys remember, just since we're talking TV references, do you remember that old Jessica, True Blood, where
they have a Wii there.
Vampire
right?
Bill was playing golf, and like the vampire police came to yell at him about something. It was like two seasons ago. And first of all, like the Wii golf thing, obviously the graphics were way too good to actually have been. But
they upscaled.
But the vampire police came, and the one like to sound tough.
Uh-huh.
This one dude that just. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this guy did not look like, really? You made that guy a vampire? Like, seriously? He's just so not up to par. He sits there and says to him, he's like, So, what's your score? And like Vampire Bill's like, I'm, you know, whatever golf terminology, but he's like, I'm doing 320 or whatever, say something. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm up to 1,000, whatever. Guess I don't suck or something like that. It's just like so bad. It was just so bad. It
except
was like,
when I'm turning someone else into a vampire.
Or just having dinner.
It was just so obviously randomly product placement in the wackiest, weirdest.
That is a really strange location.
I mean,
like,
I think it's
advertise True Blood.
And True Blood.
Aww. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with them putting games and stuff in shows where it fits, but like, get somebody to write the dialogue who knows what they're talking about.
I don't
about.
Understand why there even needs to be dialogue revolving around playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, a good example. Yeah, a good example of that that I think a show that did it actually really well is Weeds. Because she's always playing the DS and she's always playing the Wii, but there's nothing about the game. That's just one of the things that she does.
Yeah, she's just doing it. And you're like, oh, okay.
Like you would see a character reading a book and then they wouldn't have a conversation about the, I got to page.
Dude, whatever. I'm on page 2000 of Song of Susanna. Yes, I'm a speed reader, huh?
There are 2,000 pages in that book.
God, it feels like it, man.
Yeah, that one drags.
Oh, no, I just started Song of Susanna. I just finished.
The Wolves one really drags.
See, I thought that was one of my. That's other than Gunslinger. That's my second favorite out of the series so far. Yeah,
what's
I really
the series?
Liked
I didn't
it.
Even know Dark what you guys are talking
Dark
about.
Tower.
Oh.
I tried to read the first book 2 weeks ago, and I was in Sausalito, and I went into a used bookstore, and I saw the first book in it, and I was like, okay, because it's a, like a fast read. It's not like really long or anything, and I got like 2 or 3 chapters in, and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't get it.
You know
what is it about this that people like?
There's plenty of I think books find you when you're ready to read them. There's plenty of times that I've picked up books that I've been like, God, you got.
It was
be
very existential.
Like I picked up so many books that people have recommended, and I'm like, you got to be. I'm like not seeing it at all, and I'll put it down, and then for whatever reason, like a year or so later. Much like Fallout 3, I come back, it does, and then I'll read it, and I'll be like, this is the best, game, best book ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Song of Susanna, I just started.
Yeah, my favorites in this series are the last one, The Dark Tower, obviously, and
I feel
Wizard,
like I'm on the quest,
Wizard
man,
and
for
Glass.
The Dark Tower. Yeah.
How many books are in the
series?
Seven.
Nine? Oh, seven.
Seven. It's like Harry Glass. Potter.
For me, just too much romance.
Christine's like, no, I want to read it.
Oh, I kind of like that. I think it really defined the character more for me. Like, he wasn't just this
tough guy.
Tough guy, yeah.
I liked it. It's weird. I liked it, and
spoiler alerts, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I liked it.
I don't know.
I
don't feel like you spoiled anything.
That her character, her particularly, not necessarily the love story.
Susan, you mean?
Susan's character in particular, I just didn't like her.
Oh.
So, like, her relationship then with Roland, for me, got a little bit soured because every time you read about the relationship, she's part of it. And so, in that regard, I wasn't a fan. But as far as fleshing his character out, I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got kind of, like, weird with that one where I liked a lot of parts of it. And then I was like, oh, and then it kind of dragged for me a little bit in regards to, like, all the other guys. And I don't know. It just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I'm trying to do, so ever since, this is completely off topic, but screw it.
It's okay.
I'm trying to actually get my agent to get me in either the TV show or the movie. And I'm like, dude, I will work for free. I don't even want any lines. Heck,
get me in the background.
I just want to stand in the background.
And be like,
holding on to the horse's reins of some random horse and just be there. Like, that's all
that would be awesome.
I want.
Yeah.
God, I would.
I thought you were going to work on a video game for it. Weren't you?
Well,
weren't you?
She had an idea for one.
Oh, that was
not actually.
Yeah, that's not ever
going to.
I'm not. Yeah, that's not
going to. That's dreaming. Yeah.
That's hardcore dreaming.
I don't know. They have a TV show.
Yeah, so
and then it's going to, the public will know more about it. So then maybe they'll be like,
that's
oh, let's
true.
Cash in with the video. Hopefully they won't make it.
If you need an advisor, just hit me up because I've got the idea for the perfect.
Unfortunately, if that's the way it goes, I think the game doesn't have a lot of chance then. Okay, let's move on to questions. If you have questions, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. First question, pretty simple. What do we think of Putnam Whipple?
Putnam Whipple is my employee.
Sort of,
so I can't.
He is, isn't he? I don't know. He's not there anymore, really. The character sort of died after E3, didn't it?
I don't know. I think he still does them on the GameSpy debriefings.
I will say that I have sat in enough.
Scott did at E3 where he dressed up
the
like
egg,
that nerdy
the journalist.
Guy.
Whatever. That's what I think about.
I will say that outside of the video thing, that I've sat in enough like demos or large briefings where there are actually journalists not too far from that. So I find it kind of amusing.
Yeah, the video I don't think really did him justice because when he was dressed up and in character walking around the war room at E3, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I was like, please. All I know is he came over to our stage and was eating an egg and shoving it in my face. And
That made it into the video.
Dude, I am not a fan of. Oh, it did.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video yet. I hate eggs. Hate them. I hate watching people eat them. I hate the smell of them.
You hate them being shoved in your face.
Oh my God, I came so close to vomiting.
I just came close to vomiting when he walked in those short shorts.
Yeah, those shorts.
Too tight.
The rear view was particularly alarming.
Your eggs.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's move on.
Yes, please. Okay, next question comes to us from Nelson. Nelson wants to know if we've seen the Nintendo Voice Chat fan art of Bowser giving birth to the Koopalings.
Yes, it's on the
wall. Yes.
Where is it?
And our eyes.
Oh, yep, there they are.
Yeah.
Our eyes will never be the same after seeing that.
Yeah.
Apparently, your vagina is just a black hole.
Well, Bowser's vagina.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Mason. This is a more serious one. So he says he's noticed a trend of streamlining in Western RPGs, basically dumbing down the RPG aspects to make them, you know, more accessible. And he wants to know how we feel about that.
Which aspects are getting dumbed down? I'm not one who's played enough JRPGs.
Kind of the Mass Effect is a good example.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2. Maybe Dragon Age from what we've seen of it.
Oh, Dragon Age 2?
A little bit.
They'll still have the skill trees. I think they just rearranged it in such a way that it's not such a pain in the ass to build out your character and to go through your inventory, which is really what they should have done with Mass Effect 2, but instead they sort of stripped out the loot, which kind of. I love loot.
I like loot.
Yeah.
I love like the thrill of picking something up and having it be a really good weapon.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. It's like, you know, maybe with the exception of Mass Effect 2. But let's just say Dragon Age 2 then, if they're keeping the way.
I haven't seen anything on loot. I just saw a skill tree. And the skill tree looks similar, but it's not just in like a line. It's more of like a tree.
I just don't know if I would define these things as dumbing them down so much as just making them better. You know, I mean, it's not everybody wants to sit there and spend hours and hours and hours looking at all the stats. If you do, that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, and
but I think his point is for the people that do want to do that, that was completely removed from Mass Effect 2. That's my husband has a huge problem with Mass Effect 2
is extremely simple.
Yeah.
Like extremely simple.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that, but at the same time, I still really love the game.
Yeah.
But had they still incorporated like the loot and just made a better inventory system, that would have been heaven to me.
Yeah, I guess it's just a matter of balance.
Yeah.
I mean, I still didn't dislike Mass Effect
2. No, I didn't at all, but, you know, that's just one
thing. And I think smart game designers,
it would have been the cherry on top.
You know, they can do the things where if you want to dig really deeply, you can, and if not,
you don't
have.
Yeah, because I don't really get into the whole stat
recalculating
and all that
sort
of stuff, too. Really.
Like, I like, you know, picking what's going to be strong or whatever.
I always stress out. I'm like, oh, what if I'm making the wrong choice? What if I'm allocating points to the wrong qualities?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I find myself in a situation where if I just want to see what happens at the end of the game, just because I happen to like the story or whatever, then I just kind of want to zip through the game and I don't want to deal with any of the additional stats. But if I get really, really into a game, then I will sit there and be very anal retentive about like making sure it's all the way that I want it to be. So I don't know. I guess it just depends on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about that particular game or not that turns me into that obsessive person. It just happens. And then I find myself like spending hours and hours doing that stuff.
And trees and inventories.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to go do this.
I should pay attention.
Megan, you're an RPG fan.
I am an RPG fan. But I'm the kind of RPG fan that likes to sort of just zip through the story and everything. I don't need it to be super convoluted. You know, I'm not a trophy whore. I don't care about super duper details as long as it's fun looking for
treasure. So what did you think about the
Crystarium?
Was that what it was called? Crystarium in Final Fantasy 13? The skill tree.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, well, that was something similar to Final Fantasy X's sphere grid. So I didn't. I thought it was fine. It gave me choices, but none of them were convoluted. And because it was so linear anyway, it was kind of like, well, I wish you did have some more choices. Like, that was a little annoying because then it really did dumb it down. But that's a JRPG as opposed to Western RPG. And I think this guy's asking about Western RPGs following that trend. And I can see his point, but I haven't played Mass Effect 2. I have to wait till January. But it sounds like, not being a detail-oriented person, that the way that they're doing things will actually appeal to me because I won't have to sit there and go through branches and branches of information. Mm-hmm. So
now, do you think that they also had that happen to Mass Effect 2 because they were kind of sort of focusing on making it a better shooter?
They've completely rebuilt the engine.
Yeah, they rebuilt it.
So I think that that's when they were like, well, we're going to focus like the more reasoning on making the battle fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think probably that is a reason. Like, they were focused on getting other things done right, and they knew that the first inventory system was such a mess that they were probably like, well, this is how we're going to deal with it instead.
Yeah. See, those are the two reasons I couldn't get through Mass Effect 1. The inventory system was impossible, and then the gameplay was like, the shooting aspect was like clunky to me. So if those things are improved,
and that's what they're doing with Dragon Age 2 is they're trying to make the battle more fun. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see if that occurs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz I enjoyed Mass Effect the first one too.
Yeah, I did as well.
And
I enjoyed it just as much as the second one actually.
And I never felt really overly overwhelmed with the inventory system too much. It wasn't the best, but I wasn't like totally lost on it either.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it just depends on, since these are RPG / shooter / action, like weird hybrids now, RPG, it's a matter of like figuring out, which one of these are we going to focus on? Because, when Mass Effect first came out, everybody was like, well, the battle system's not that great. Mm-hmm. So they constantly seemed to complain about it, or the fans of that system complained about it. And now that they're focusing on the battle more, it just feels like you can't get it. All
right.
There's only so much time you can dedicate to these things, so you got to try and kind of please the masses as much as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know, either one. At the end of the day, they're both damn good
great games.
Yeah. Okay, next question comes to us from, I don't know how to say this name, I'm probably going to mispronounce it, Gidi from Israel. Asked us a few questions, but I'm only going to read one. It says, after listening to the podcast, it seems that we mainly only play 360 and PS3 games, and he wants to know, where's the Wii love?
Well, to be fair, I am very excited for Kirby's Epic Yarn and for Epic Mickey and for Donkey Kong Country Returns. Mm-hmm. So that is three Wii games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing else. Sorry.
There's just a lot of, there's some good ones. There's a lot of junk.
It's hard to sift through all the junk.
I mostly play either for the virtual console or when was the last actual game I got for it? It was either Super Mario Galaxy 2 and also Muramasa. And those are the only
new
two
Super Mario
console
Brothers
games I can think of playing.
It's the last one that I bought for it.
I haven't done anything. Purchase a game, even turn on the Wii in probably a year.
A Wii Sports today was the first day that I've turned on a Wii probably in a year and a half. And I was like, shoot, how do I sync this controller up again? oh my God, I don't even remember how this
Harvest
works.
Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
You did Harvest Moon. Okay. So, I think a month ago, and I played the first little bit of it, and then I haven't gone back.
All the Nintendo games I've played, like recent Nintendo games that I've played, have been for DS.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Almost never anything on the Wii. Although I have played Cooking Mama and things of that nature on my old iPhone. Uh-huh. So...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I don't have any real reason to play the Wii.
Yeah, I think, like Christine said, there's lots of stuff coming up that I'm excited for.
I do want to play Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby and Epic Mickey for sure. And I actually just got done playing Guilty Party, which I think was totally awesome. And it's a great multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something to play with your wife and or girlfriend, it was very cool. But yeah, just like everybody else, it's just... Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a lot of really great stuff made for it. Most everything comes from Nintendo. And me personally, I'm not a super huge fan of Mario or Metroid or, any of the franchises that make it.
Yeah, I have no desire to play Metroid Other M at all. And I enjoy Mario, but I'm not obsessive over it. So I don't feel like I have to race out and get...
No, it isn't like watching... some of the boys we work with who are just like little kids.
Mario?
When they're like, oh my God, they get all giddy. And then they're like, oh my God, Mario.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it is. But at the same time, I don't have that.
Those Mario games are totally solid. It's just that I just don't have any huge desire to go play it.
Like if I go home and sit down in my mind, it's never, I would really like to play Super Mario Galaxy tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Or
yeah.
anything. Or, you know, anything Mario.
I played about a third of the way through, and I really enjoyed it. I still sold it back without finishing it. It was just there was something like it wasn't keeping me like on the edge of my seat. I mean, I didn't come home and be like, oh my God, I have to play this like right away.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it's Mario.
It's Mario. There's the story is go get the princess.
Yeah, save Princess
like
Peach.
It is in every game.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stupid
and
princess.
It's for me, that is a huge draw of a game. It's I want a good story that it's
I'm
sort of like
there.
Reading a book. Like I want a page turner. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going to happen next. So I want to keep playing this game. But if there's nothing like that, I'm not really going to play it that much.
Yeah.
You know, I'll play it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Sort of pass it off.
You know what I do want to finish, though, that I actually had turned on? I guess I have turned on my Wii in less than a year, but I did turn it on a while ago and could not figure out where I had left off and what I needed to pick up again, but Twilight Princess. I actually wanted to finish it. I got pretty close, and but I'm lost as to where I'm at now and what I need to go do, and I can't figure it out.
I've done that before.
Meh.
I played that for like a few hours, and it just, I don't know. It didn't grab me like Ocarina of Time did. I don't know why.
Well, Ocarina was fantastic. Well, yeah. Ocarina, when it came out, was so unique and different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, Twilight Princess is not that different from Ocarina. I mean, the graphics are a little better and things
of
that nature,
but... The exact same world.
It's the same. It's the same. It's roughly the same characters. It's the same exact world.
Yeah.
You know, and like literally the exact same world. I mean, there's nothing really new to go explore. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
are you excited about the new Zelda next year?
Maybe.
The one with the really terrible demo.
The one that doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really. No, I can't. Honestly, I can't. Tell you that I'm excited for that. And there's like the same thing with like Silent Hill that they just announced a new one. I'm like, I'm a huge Silent Hill fan, and I don't know, you know,
Silent
like,
Phil's pretty good too.
I enjoy me some Silent Phil.
Alrighty, next question comes to us from Mark Keith wants to know, what games would we say have been kind of overlooked or underrated recently?
This is requiring me to use my brain.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe downloadable stuff. There's a lot
of
good
there's a lot of good
games
downloadable
that people
things.
Pass over.
Yeah.
I dismiss a lot of downloadable games, which I probably shouldn't, but I do just because.
Like Deathspank, I think, is really fun.
Yeah. I downloaded that to my PS3. I still haven't played it yet.
I watched.
But they got your money.
I watched somebody play it and complete it, and so now I just don't have the desire to play it.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim's is it a good game?
Yeah.
I loved that game. That was a cute game.
Yeah.
Cute game.
Nothing is jumping out at me. Like, everything that I think has been a really standout game for me this generation has been
acknowledged.
A success. A big game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that there hasn't been some great gem that I just don't know about.
The last one that I can think of that I felt was really kind of left out of the loop might have been, and this isn't just because I'm a fangirl for these people, but it literally is the last one I can think of that kind of got overlooked, would probably be like a Shadow of the Colossus / Eco situation. Right. I mean, Shadow even then had more people acknowledge it, and it's continuing to grow because it's got to be, everybody's finally starting to recognize it now, but you know, like when it first hit and when, especially particularly Eco, when that first hit, it just never really took off.
Yeah.
But those were great games. And I highly recommend when they come out on HD that you should pick them up and play them.
I know I've said this before, but I always want to advertise it. I really liked Muramasa, the Demon Blade. It was just a fun game, even if you're not a VanillaWare fan. It's just like a really fun game with good controls, which surprised me because sometimes...
Because it's a Wii game.
It's a Wii game where the controls are just like, you know, but this Wii one actually has good responses, and it's actually a lot of fun to play, and nobody ever, like, everyone's like, oh yeah, I really want to play that game, and they never do.
Yeah.
I have it sitting at home. I have not played it
yet. It's easy to just jump in and play, and then just, you know, it's pretty cool.
All right, next question comes to us from Cynthia. Cynthia says she is interested in maybe becoming a booth babe for E3, but she doesn't know how or where she can do that. I believe they're hired through modeling agencies, aren't they?
Usually.
There's also event agencies as well. I'm blanking on the name. We worked with them when I was at Microsoft.
And then there's some companies that are just starting out that you could just probably contact directly. The best way to do it is go to that company's website and see if you can't find any of their press releases. And usually at the end of the press release that they publish, there's contact information for that particular PR person.
You could just ask them, how do you select your booth babes and stuff? And
but be prepared, they might not know. Like if if that question.
Yeah, that's not not to say that they're the ones in charge of it. But if at the
usually the event team on whatever
the one time
company
that,
it is, and they all work with some sort of agency.
Right. The one time that I had to hire hot girls, we hired from a modeling agency.
And I understand wanting to be a booth babe just to get into E3, but. I would also say there.
Have I told this story? Have I told this story on the podcast before?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you told it.
Smell my shoulder.
Smell my shoulder thing. Yeah,
there are gonna be a lot of smelly dudes who want to take pictures with you.
You know, but it's not even just that. I'm just thinking like it's. There's other options too in order to get in, like volunteering for something or, you know, because a lot of these companies are understaffed when they go to E3. And so they're going to just randomly hire people. So if you can avoid walking around in some sort of skimpy outfit that makes you feel awkward, that you're going to have a bunch of people taking pictures of you that you don't necessarily want to do, then I would say also, you know, ask those companies, not in the same email either. Send two separate ones, one saying, how do you hire your booth babes? I'm interested. And one saying, hey, do you, you know, I'm thinking about wanting to go to E3. Do you need any volunteers? I'd love to volunteer for you. And that might actually, unless you want to be the girl that walks around in the skimpy outfit.
They also don't do nearly as much as they used to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scaled back a lot.
Booth babes have scaled back considerably in regards to, and not just with E3, like across the board. I didn't notice nearly as many at San Diego Comic-Con. You know, or PAX, there weren't hardly any.
I didn't see any at PAX.
There were a few.
Is that normal?
One or two.
I would assume that would be normal for PAX. I don't.
I saw a few.
Yeah, there hasn't been a booth.
It's more for cosplay.
My friend had a booth babe in his booth, but she actually worked on the game, so that was allowed.
I was going to say, a lot of times if they do that, they usually have somebody that actually worked on the game or works for the company dress up in the as the character that they're trying to push. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Modeling agency, I think, is your best bet. Okay, we've got time for one more. Next question comes to us from Diego. Diego says that the few female gamers that he knows are very serious completionists, and he wants to know if we think that has to do with the obsessive nature, in a good way, of some women. And by that, he means detail-oriented and being perfectionists.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, I definitely have that urge, although I think then that leads to me not finishing anything because it's just taking me too long.
I'm kind of the opposite. In most cases, I don't care about getting everything. Like, my husband will want to get all the special coins in Mario or all the this or all that, and I'm like, eh.
I finished the game. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, in most cases that, I mean, I did in Lego Harry Potter. I 100%ed.
There are certain games
where
you feel that
games.
Draw.
Yeah, Fable,
but otherwise.
Fable 2 for me, I got really obsessive and like did everything. Uh-huh. But I mean, that's really rare for me to actually have that happen. And even with a game that I like a Dragon Age or Mass Effect, you know, whatever, I'm a huge fan of those games, but I still didn't go out and do everything.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And, I don't know. I mean, I can see where the potential for women to be very detail oriented certainly would possibly have them be that way more often, but I just think it's a matter of the game and what you like.
Yeah, I would agree. Alrighty, well, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. As always, if you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow each of us individually on my IGN. So, you should sign up for a My IGN account because it is pretty cool. And
I actually
kind of
like it. I think My IGN's doing really good lately.
Yeah. I got a post from somebody on my wall that's like, I finally made an account like you're always telling the Girl Fight listeners to do. So,
And we finally added ban hammers now. So if you feel like you just don't want to deal with some nasty people sending things to you, well, now you can block them.
Yeah.
Bonus.
I don't think there hasn't been a spam problem,
there
really.
Spam on mine. Has there really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Thankfully, I can delete them now. Yeah. Deleted.
Wow. I haven't run into spam yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But yeah, so
we're just not as popular.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Whatever. So thanks for listening, and we will be back with you next week.